Recording in progress.
I'm not going to lie, Zoe. I'm amazed what? I could even speak today. I had a near career-ending injury yesterday.
Oh, no. What happened?
My brother-in-law, who's awesome, has a Thai truck in our neck of the woods that he goes and gets food from every now and then, and he always drops a little something off for us. I love these chicken skewers. And I eat the chicken right off the skewer. And yesterday, I stabbed myself right in the back of the throat.
Ow.
I know. I mean, I was complaining for, what, 2 weeks about how my toe hurt with gout? That ain't nothing. This is, because I use my voice, of course, for a living. So it's like, whoa.
I feel like that's like something that everyone has done. But once you do it once, you're like, okay, so I'm going to take a fork and I'm going to pull the stuff off the skewer. Like, you don't do it a second time. Yeah. Cause it just hurts so much.
Total bonehead move.
Yeah, for sure.
On a positive note, however, I went to a comedy show last night. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, you're going to give me the tea?
Yeah.
I'm going to sit back and sip. You know that I'm going to sip the tea today.
Karen was in the room last night. We'll leave it at that. But
I thought we changed the name to Wayne.
Oh, well, okay. Waynette was in the room last night. Oh my God, what a piece of work this person was. But I Ubered because I knew I'd be having a couple of drinks. So I took an Uber. I felt like royalty yesterday. The Uber driver picked me up in a Polestar. Have you seen the Polestar from Volvo?
No, I haven't. Is that like a Hyundai or?
No, it's from Volvo.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
It's electric, and I may be leaning to the dark side. It is a sexy, sexy car. I've already been online looking. You can't even get them in Ottawa. You've got to go to like specific dealers in Montreal or Toronto. So now I want it even more, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now it's even more exclusive, so you got to get one.
Because nothing like having to go, you know, to one of two cities in the entire country to get a car, a very sexy sports car, so you can throw your dirty Bernie's Mountain Dog Lab Mix after the dog park into the back of that thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what everyone buying a brand new vehicle says. They're like, I can't wait to throw my dirty dog in this car.
That's the thing that crosses my mind every time I get into an Uber, just how remarkably clean it is. And the fact that, you know, my vehicles will just never be clean because I'm always going to have a dog. So I've just resigned myself to the fact that, although your car is clean.
I do my best. I mean, Zena, you know, she sometimes gets car sick, but I've got one of those hammocks in the back to try to keep her hair off of the seats and like her muddy paws off the seats.
Oh, that's the one sort of attaches to the headrests in the front seat and then, kind of scoops the dog. Oh, how is that for her to travel in? I've never seen it in action.
Oh, she's fine. Like she just, she lays down in the back seat and just sprawls out through the whole thing and she seems okay with it. There's one that I saw that's like a little capsule that you can put your dog in and it like uses the seatbelt to hold it to the seat. Okay. So you just unzip the door and they can jump in and then you zip the door up. I might look into getting that just because the hammock is a bit cumbersome when it comes to like trying to get people into the car. I have to like unclip it from the headrest because I don't want them having to sit on all the dog hair and stuff.
I will make you a deal right now. How about you become my driver? I will happily lounge in that hammock, just rocking back and forth. You can drive me wherever it is I need. You can be my Uber.
Oh, well, it's Zuber, actually. Thank you.
You need a song for that. Oh, wait.
I woke up to this song this morning. It's my new alarm ring.
The Zoe song. Kids just kicking around. Sing along. So you know me and I don't back down. I know what I want. I think I found it. Zoe, 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 Zoe. Zoe and the Milkman. It's the Yao Show. YaoShow.ca.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Friday Forecast. After a cold night, we have a very sunny day ahead of us, with a high of 15 degrees and a zero chance of precipitation. Of course, on a day, we all have to go to work or to school. The night is going to be clear with a low of 2 degrees, which feels like -2. Saturday starts off good, with sun, but mid-morning clouds roll in. By mid-afternoon, it is cloudy with showers, a high of 18 degrees though. Those rain showers continue all through the night with a low of 10 degrees. Sunday, you know the day most of us don't have to go to work or school, is still cloudy with showers, a high of 23 degrees, but it is too wet to enjoy that. Only in the end of the afternoon, we might get some dry periods with a mix of sun and clouds. The night is partly cloudy with a few showers and a low of 7 degrees. From the unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation in Kempville, Ontario, this was your BTR weatherman, Finn, voted Ottawa's best podcaster of 2024, only on blasttheradio.com. Catch me again on Monday for Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and the Milkman. See ya!
I gotta get this off my chest, Zoe. Went to a comedy show last night. First off, let's talk about some positive things. Okay.
Okay.
We have amazing stand-up comics in this city, and I get a taste of that, of course, with the show we do every Tuesday at No Forks Given, a free show. But last night, one of the performers who I met through our show at No Forks Given, Lauren Lane, who I've been watching progress for the last year or so, and I've become such a fan of, she produced her first show last night at, and I'd never heard of this place, The Laugh Lounge. Are you familiar with The Laugh Lounge?
No, we did discuss it yesterday that you were going, and I think you said it was in the Byward Market, right?
So, you know where Tucker's Marketplace is?
Yeah.
George Street and blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, York Street. York Street. George, don't, yeah. Anyway, it's right in the basement. So you come in off York Street, right, and the door's right beside Tucker's, right down to the basement. If I know you don't remember it, but if the listener remembers Yuck Yucks when it was on Albert Street, so even before it was on Elgin, at both cases, Albert and Elgin, it was in a basement. Really cool setup. That's not Yuck Yucks anymore. The Laugh Lounge, that's exactly what that room is. It's perfect for stand-up comedy. Really
amazing. Yeah.
So it was marketed as the Dark Times show. Dark comedy. That
Love
was on
dark
the ticket.
Comedy.
Yep, it was on the description. Everybody knew going in. So thank you, Lauren Lane, who was awesome last night. A chance to see her beyond the few minutes that they get at No Forks Given. So a bit of a longer set. Melanie Page, who we have seen before at No Forks Given, she was on stage. Again, a longer set. Melanie, in case you don't know, is trans and has an absolute amazing repertoire of some of the darkest humor for that community, and it's magnificent. Nick Burden owns the place. He was your MC last night and had to deal with, I kid you not, Zoe, the worst audience member I have ever encountered in any comedy show I have ever gone to in the history of the world. And I'm beside myself. Why is it that one person in a room cannot just bite their tongue and recognize that they are the only one and just STFU? I don't get
it. Well, yeah, I don't get it either, because I'm definitely not that person. And I understand, like, they're up there making a joke, like, and it's usually sometimes based off their own personal lives, and like that's how they deal with trauma, is speaking about it. But yeah, I can't stand when people do stuff like that, and especially
like heckling
if you are with that person,
right?
like if you are friends and sitting with that person and you are not telling them
quiet. No.
The
friend got in on it and made it even worse, and the two of them it was just such a distraction. And it took, look, I understand heckling is one thing, and anybody who heckles at a comedy show, they know you do that once, you shut up, right? You move on. No, you can't say that. You can't say this. I'm going to leave a bad Google review for this club. That's the stupidest thing ever. You're not funny. It was constant, the two of them. Just, oh my God. Like, do you go to the
bathroom? Clearly, that's why they're two peas in a pod then, is that they're just delusional together.
Can you imagine going to a ballet and somebody at the back of the National Arts Center going, I don't like your tutu. It's the wrong. Where do these people get off?
I don't know. Yeah, it's incredible. Like, it's, yeah. And to be witness to it is so awkward and uncomfortable. And if I, like I said, sitting with the person, so awkward and uncomfortable, like, just stop. If you don't like it, get up and leave.
Every single comedian on the bill last night, Zoe, just attacked this person. Like,
good.
Shut up. You know, screw you. You're the only one. And they just kept coming. Like, you're not funny. Good. You're not adding anything to the show. Anyway, the headliner last night, I should also mention Bobby Knuff. If people have not seen, first off, great physical comedy, just outrageously, overtly sexual. Admits a number. I don't want to give his whole set away, but I mean, there are people who will admit to kinks and fetishes publicly, and then there's Bobby Knuff.
So, wow, he tops even the milkiest of milkies.
I may have blushed a little bit.
I was gonna say you're pretty like up there on my scale, so I could only imagine. I'd be red as a tomato watching,
you know what,
this
though?
Guy.
I said this to Sue McGarvey. I said, you know what, Sue, you broke the barrier in the early 90s when you did this nationally syndicated Sex with Sue show, which of course I was, you know, around that because I was at that radio station a little bit at that time. And then in my later years at Bob FM, of course, I never shied away from the topic. And the reason for it is because when I'm talking to people on the request line, of course, I'm asking questions. I'm getting to know my audience. And it was very obvious to me that despite everything I was being told by management, no. Sex things were not as taboo with the audience as they made them out to be. So I like to think that Sue McGarvey and I and others like us, we broke down those barriers and made it possible for people like Bobby Knuff to exist in the world.
We all tip our hats to you.
Thank you. And this is why I deserve to be driven around in the back of your car in a hammock. A wet weekend ahead, according to our weatherman, Finn. So what to do in Ottawa this weekend? Friday, April 26th through Saturday, April 27th and Sunday, April 28th. I know who knows. That would be you, Zoe Thorne.
Oh, thank you. Yes, of course, another rainy weekend. But as they say, April showers bring May flowers. So let's hope that this is the end of that.
Well, better.
But we got some things, of course, going on around the city to keep you occupied and not sitting inside coloring and reading all weekend long.
You think I'm coloring this weekend, Zoe? You
probably watching Netflix, guys. I'm just trying to give you some more culture. I'm sorry. I was trying to do better.
You're awesome.
So the Ottawa Poutine Festival is underway already today. It will run until Sunday. Do your best to try over 100 variations of this iconic Canadian dish while enjoying live music, competitions, and of course, wash it all down in the beer garden. The event will be happening at City Hall.
You know who else is big into poutine? Because it's creeping into the States now. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh.
Has a great channel on TikTok where she cooks food. She made a poutine the other day. Had me drooling. So good.
Yeah, I'm glad to see the popularity is slowly getting over the other side of that border.
All right, so that's Ottawa City Hall, the Ottawa Poutine Fest. What else you got?
Tomorrow, the Ottawa PWHL team will be facing off against Montreal. Cheer them on at TD Place. The game starts at 12:30 p.m.
I love the PWHL. Ooh, go Ottawa. Ooh. So great.
Sunday, if you're looking for something a little bit more graceful on ice, this weekend's Stars on Ice will be gracing us at the Canadian Tire Center. The world's top figure skaters will be performing their beautiful routines right after they glided through the 2024 World Figure Skating Championships. The performances start at 12:30 p.m. Of course, we have to have live music because we love that here in this city. Mm-hmm. Tonight, Montreal alt-pop artist Jonathan Roy on his Nice to Meet You tour will be at the Bronson Center, and the show starts at 7 p.m.
Bronson Center gets some great shows, don't they?
Yeah, we'll talk last weekend, completely sold out. And then now this weekend, they're a great venue. Tomorrow, Ottawa's very own Stephanie LaRoche will be countrifying live music venue Red Bird. Show starts at 8 p.m., but her Juno Award nominated EP, Wildflower, is available for you to listen on all of your favorite platforms.
Just add a little crowd sound effect and it'll be like you're at the show.
Yeah. Sunday, Bone Cat will be doing a free show at Atomic Rooster. They are a blues rock duo from Ottawa. All the toe tap and fun will be starting at 6 p.m.
Zoe, with a few things for you to get into trouble with this weekend on Yow, your Ottawa webcast, yowshow.ca.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Celebrate all your progress and take the time to acknowledge every small success along your journey. Acknowledge your growth from each lesson learned and celebrate the resilience and empowerment gained from these experiences. Celebrating progress not only boosts morale, but also reinforces continuous learning and personal empowerment. You can do this by creating a success board and posting all your accomplishments. This will motivate and inspire you. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
We've all got those things, Zoe, that we experience, like, you know, stabbing ourselves in the back of the throat with
a skewer.
And, you know, most of us don't dare talk about that. Who do you talk about that stuff with, really? Unless you've got a podcast, right?
I would say like a solid roommate that, you know, doesn't know very many people in Ottawa. So you can tell her your deepest, darkest secrets and, you know, it'll stay between us.
I do share a good number of weird secrets with my dog. Right. My dog knows a lot.
Oh, yes.
But these are not necessarily weird secrets. These are just things that we experience, but we never dare talk about for some reason or another. Found a great conversation online, of course, about this. And I thought I'd highlight some of these and see if you can relate. Okay. The receptionist at the dentist, once you're done with your cleaning, your checkup, whatever else, who looks you dead in the eye as if they've never encountered this before and asks, what are you doing in 7 months, 32 days, 3 hours, 17 minutes, 9 seconds from now? Can we book your next appointment? I don't know what I'm doing 8 months from now. Sure, book me in.
This is why you have to have a June birthday. So I, because it's every 6 months, right, that you're supposed to go. So I always have a teeth cleaning at the end of the year before Christmas so that all my teeth are all pearly white for photos. And then I always book it right before my birthday in June so that my teeth are nice and clean for any birthday photos. So I always know it's right before Christmas and right before my birthday.
Zoe, don't ever change. Also, I know you're thinking maybe marriage in the next little while. You're thinking June wedding, aren't you? Just because.
Sadly, I hope to Mr. Handsome, but sadly, I think because of the way his schedule unfolds, it would probably be a very spring wedding or a very fall wedding, one or the other. But I am a June baby, so I do love June.
So we don't ever change. I love it.
I'll try not to.
All right. Things every single person on earth has experienced. We seldom talk about it, though. Googling the number that just called you instead of answering it. Guilty.
Guilty. Yeah.
Right?
But never comes up with anything good, but I do Google anyway.
But again, like, who do you tell that to in a conversation? Okay, your roommate. Me, you, on the podcast, apparently.
Yeah.
Walking to your gate at the airport to make sure that the gate actually exists, and then you can go buy food. Totally me at the train station a couple weeks ago. Totally me.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I like to go sit down, claim a spot, make myself comfortable, and then go. But I guess you shouldn't really leave your bags unattended.
No, they don't like that. Especially at the airport. They really don't like when you do
usually
that.
I have other people with me being like, hey, I'm going to go watch this.
Just trust a perfect stranger. You ever do this? Pretend to need something else at the store until the person moves out of the way of the thing you actually need? I do that.
Or I just kind of like, I don't like to stand uncomfortably close to people, but I just stand like right there, especially when it's like milk. You're like, I stand in a way where they can see my reflection in the glass panels of the doors. And it's like, hi. But yeah, I went to Costco last night and yeah, there was several incidences of that where I just kind of had to push past. And,
it's me at Princess Auto. I mean, the hours I have spent at Princess Auto just waiting for someone to be finished looking at a thing so I can go and get the thing. While I look at something, I don't like door hangers. I don't need those. 20 minutes looking at a door hanger. Well, They fiddle with that.
A good old excuse me is very helpful.
I can't do that, though. I can't.
Oh. Just say sorry. Then it's Canadian and you're fine.
All right. Tell me you do this, too. You go to a website. It asks you that you must be of legal age in order to view this content. Yeah, yeah. That kind of website. And that asks you, what year were you born? How far do you scroll back? I go as far as 1753.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Oh, I just go to my birthday, I guess.
Oh, you're honest.
Lazy. See, no. I just honest. I mean, when Facebook originally came out, I had to make a fake birthday. So for a while there, my Facebook age did not match the actual age.
And finally, things every single person on Earth has experienced but seldom talks about. When you're trying to stay sleepy, convince yourself, no, I'm sleepy. I can be fine. Even though it's 4 a.m. and you got to go to the bathroom, I thought it was just me.
No, I've definitely done that where I'm like in bed and I'm like, no, we're good. Just stay in bed. And then it's like, I got to get up and do something.
And why is it always 4 a.m.? It's never 3:59. It's never 4:01. 4 a.m. every time.
For me, it's always like an hour before my alarm goes off. I'm
yes,
like,
or that.
No, I can't get back to sleep in that amount of time.
I hear that loud and clear. Oh, God.
We've got Keith Whittier here from Ottawa Life Magazine. He's going to be telling you everything you need to be adding to your watch list this very rainy weekend.
We've got a couple of movies to talk about. We're going to start with this wonderful Canadian film called I Don't Know Who You Are. It had its premiere at last year's Toronto International Film Festival, and now it's getting its theatrical release. It tells the story of a musician who's basically spending the weekend trying to get money for HIV preventative treatment after surviving a sexual assault. This is a very powerful movie. It's an independent film. It is directed by Mark H. Murray, and one of the writers is also the star in Mark Clennon, who TIFF recognized as one of the rising stars at last year's festival. This is a very powerful film. I'm thrilled to see that it's getting a theatrical release. I know it's playing at Landmark Canada. I have no problem recommending this. There's some very serious themes, and it also focuses on a group of people that we don't see a lot of attention on in theater. So strongly recommend I Don't Know Who You Are.
Awesome. You always bring us two. So what else should we be adding this weekend?
Well, the second one that I want to bring to you is a movie called Humane. Now, this comes to us from director Caitlin Cronenberg, who, of course, is the daughter of David Cronenberg and sister of Brandon Cronenberg. It tells the story of a wealthy family, and we're in a time right now where the earth is overpopulated and everyone's expected to do their part, and we have to reduce the population by 20%. This particular wealthy family, the patriarch raises his hand and says, come see us. We'll give you some bodies. But he hasn't really told his kids that he signed them up. So basically, over the course of a very interesting dinner, they have to decide who is going to sacrifice their life. Now, this is an interesting movie. It comes to us again from, anytime you see the last name Cronenberg, you know you're getting something that's completely out of the box. It's a very interesting movie, and with the way things are going, I don't know, like The Purge. When The Purge came out, we thought, oh, this is far-fetched, but we could be heading there. I don't know. Humane is a very interesting film and will definitely foster some interesting conversation.
Ottawa Life Magazine movie reviewer Keith Whittier. His review is always posted on his website, wittywhittier.com. Well, that's it for another week on Yow, your Ottawa webcast. We are available on yowshow.ca. The podcast is permeating through podcast land as we speak. You'll find us on Apple, Spotify, Google. Permeating. I don't think I've ever used that word in the history of my storied radio career, Zoe. That was a first.
I'm just still getting over that the show's done. I'm really sad.
It's fun, right? I can do this. Okay. You know what we need? We need sponsors on this show. That's what we need. Well, no, because then Zoe can quit her job and we just, do this for you all day long.
Yes, I mean, that would be the dream for sure. But yeah, you were like, that's the end of the show. I'm like sitting here like, what? What? It's over?
Well, you have a long list of all the great things going on in the city. So go, Putin Fest, go to that, something.
Okay, I'll go do something, I guess.
You don't have to. What else do you want to do? Just want to hang out here and talk some more?
Yeah. Okay. What else does anyone want to do on a rainy weekend?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're in the mood for a bagel, this is a good weekend. Wellington West's Bagel Shop turns 40 this weekend, so that's something.
Ooh.
I love a bagel fresh out of a fire oven.
So good. What's your favorite bagel?
Just a plain bagel.
Everything bagel. Come on.
No. I love everything. You've been to dinner with me enough times now. You know I'm very boring.
Fine, fair.
And apparently I can't even control a freaking skewer. I stab myself in the back of the throat with it.
It was a sports-related injury, that's what we're saying.
Yes! My first sports... I'm a competitive food eater now. That's what I am. And the last thing that sort of crossed my mind... Can I rant? No. I want to rant. I'm not going to rant. I will leave it at this. Here we go again. We do have bicycle paths in this city, yes? Lots of them?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're full of bike paths. They're beautiful.
We have bicycle lanes on just about every single street, yes?
The majority, yeah.
Begs the question, then why are we doing this? But anyway, a portion of Ottawa's Queen Elizabeth driveway from Somerset Street to Pretoria Avenue will remain vehicle-free for 7 days a week in July and August. There you go. I said it with a smile, too.
But why 7 days a week? Because a lot of people are... at their jobs or taking their kids to daycare and stuff.
I was not going to rant. Okay. You're making me want to rant. I don't
understand. Okay, sorry.
They have bicycle lanes and bike paths now. We don't need to close roads for bicycles.
You got that off your chest? You feeling better?
I think I'm okay. This ends our therapy session known as Yow Ottawa Webcast or something to that effect. Zoe. I gotta go.
You can find us on all your favorite social media platforms. And as always, if you like what you heard, spread the word. And ta-ta for now.
I owe you one for bailing me out. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.